怡浮警方星期二朝早接报，在怡浮省级法院发生事故。从网上片段和图片可见，多架警车停泊在法院外，有荷枪实弹的全副武装警员在法院外戒备。Douglas College 校园外的空地，亦都有一批相信是从校舍内撤离的师生在场了解情况。怡浮警方发言人 Andrew Lever 话，警方朝早十点半左右接报怡浮法院受到威胁的报告，随即呼吁在法院及旁边 Douglas College 校园的市民立即远离上址。前线人员到场之后，封闭怡浮法院附近一带道路，并且疏散在法院及校园内的师生，以进一步调查案件。
At approximately 10:30 this morning, the New Westminster Police were made aware of a threat to the local courthouse. So we're asking anyone that lives or works in the area directly around the courthouse to leave immediately. Our officers have road closures in place and are working to evacuate the area.As well as investigate the nature of the threat.
应对事件期间，发言人拒绝透露案件性质及拒绝回答案中系咪有潜在疑犯等等。目前冇接获伤亡报告。Andrew Lever 话，警方会认真对待每个威胁，并且彻底进行调查工作。
Right now, we're not aware of any injuries, and I can't speak to whether or not we have any suspects right now. This is an ongoing investigation, and right now we're working hard to be able to secure the area.
怡浮警方亦都同卑斯廷警、大温运输警察、低六平原综合警犬队、低六平原综合紧急应变小组、怡浮消防及卑斯紧急医疗服务处合作调查及应对今次威胁。受到事件影响 ，Douglas College 中午时分喺社交平台上话，由于怡浮省级法院有警察行动，怡浮校园内嘅师生及工作人员需要撤离。晏昼三点前嘅面授课同活动要取消，但系高桂林校园及网上课程就如常举行。到晏昼两点几。校方话警察行动已经结束，现场一带解封。怡浮校园晏昼三点之后的面授课及活动如期举行。加拿大中文电台记者黄启谦报道。